The United Nations estimates that more than 70,000 people have been killed in the civil war in Syria, but hundreds of thousands more have been injured, many of whom are now disabled, their limbs torn off or their spines paralysed by rocket attacks or a sniper's bullet. They're now facing uncertain futures in countries where people with disabilities are often stigmatised and shunned by society, especially women. Our World Affairs correspondent Caroline Hawley has been to northern Jordan to meet some of the injured Syrians who are carried across the border every day for treatment.
Nine-year-old Isra needs all the encouragement she can get just to put one foot in front of the other. She was partially paralysed last December when she was hit in the stomach by a sniper's bullet while sitting under a tree outside her home in Deraa. 4 months on, she's learning to walk again and takes slow, painful steps on crutches. But after just a few minutes, it's all too much.
She wants to take a break.
Maha Khatam, a physiotherapist with the aid agency Handicap International, shows me Isra's x-rays.
The bullet entered her spine and make fractures. So they stabilize it or fix it by a nail and screws.
And so many patients.
Yeah, many, many patients. Most of them with injury, spinal cord injury, traumatic brain injury, amputation. If they didn't continue with therapy, they would be disabled. More them.
Maha's next patient is 24-year-old Lubna. She was a student at Damascus University, but now she's unable to move from her bed in the small rented flat she shares with her family just across the Syrian border. Lubna was travelling home to Deraa in a minibus when she was shot. She lay bleeding for 3 hours, surrounded by dead passengers, before she could be rescued. Lubna's father, Ibrahim, helps her explain her horrific ordeal.
She means they were afraid to come to help because the fighters were ready to shoot anyone who could approach her. She wrote a letter on her mobile phone to her sister, Wiam. I am dying, forgive me.
Lubna has now lost her marriage as well as her mobility. Her husband divorced her soon after she was injured, and the whole family has lost its home in Syria, which was destroyed by rocket fire.
No one expected to reach this point of crisis. We wanted the problem to be solved as soon as possible.
And to see your daughter suffer like this?
That thing made us angry and sad.
I have got the hope in my life.
Your biggest hope is to walk again. For many injured Syrians, that hope lies in the work of Hatem Masada. He makes artificial limbs and walking aids at his increasingly busy clinic in Amman. Today he's encouraging Isra to walk inside parallel bars. Hatem says that as well as overcoming her injuries, Isra will also have to overcome the stigma attached in the region to people with disabilities.
The society here in Jordan and in Arab world in general, it's difficult for a young woman to be disabled. It's some kind of shame. If a family has a disabled female, nobody will marry from them. I have a lady with a bone amputation which was divorced before she was awakened from the anesthesia.
Hatem wraps Isra's legs tightly and coats them in plaster of Paris. Soon she'll receive a pair of custom-made plastic splints. They'll help her, but doctors say Isra is unlikely to walk normally again or play her favourite game of hide-and-seek.
Caroline Hawley reporting there. The time is 12 minutes to 9.